the High School Game of the Week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
Week 3 of the high school football season on top of the press box here at Perry LeCompton High School. Hi, everybody. Jared Slubby with you. As the Perry LeCompton Cause are 1-1 on the season, they're taking on the number one team in Class 2A, the Nemaha Central Thunder, who enter today undefeated in 2-0. Should be a fun one. Two teams that have been have a lot of history, a long historic rivalry between these two teams, at least in the past decade or so. Nemaha Central has won 5 of the last 7 matchups, and all of those wins from Nemaha Central have been dating back to 2012. Nemaha Central coming off a nice 62-0 win at Royal Valley last week. Very comfortable victory for the Thunder. As for Perry LeCompton, they're coming off a 20-6 win at Riverside after losing in week 1, 30-0 to Sabetha. So both these two teams settling into the regular season. We are already more than a quarter of the way through. Well, we will be once we get this thing underway. Should be a good one here in the Big 7, as both teams have played 2 Big 7 opponents. As we start to wind down league play, and we enter district play next week. Already, hard to believe that is where we are at. Take a look at the big League 7 standings. Nemaha Central and Sabetha at the top, 2-0 and 2-0 in both league and overall. Riverside, Jeff West, Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton, all bunched up at 1-1. Royal Valley and Holton are both looking for their first victories of the 2023 football season. Looking at the schedule for today in the Big 7, Royal Valley is at Riverside. Should be an interesting one between a Royal Valley team that's coming off, as mentioned, a loss to Nemaha Central. And they played a really interesting finish against Hiawatha in week 1. And then Riverside, a team that is 1-1. They're looking to keep their winning ways going. And also we have Sabetha at Jefferson West. Sabetha trying to keep riding the coattails of Nemaha Central. As of right now, they are number 2, Nemaha Central number 1, as mentioned earlier. Get into some more rankings here in a little bit later in our pregame show. And that is it, except for, of course, Hiawatha and Holton. Hiawatha trying to get their second win of the season. Holton is looking for their first win of the year after a couple of tough challenges. The Wildcats, after making the state title game last year in Class 3A, after getting a walloped by Andale, they're trying to get their first win since then. And then districts are next week. Don't want to look too far ahead, but Nemaha Central is playing Horton next week at home. Holton is at Perry LeCompton right back here. Should be that's going to be a league and a district test for both of those two teams. Jefferson West, tough one. They get Topeka Hayden. That is the number 2 team in Class 2A, or excuse me, 3A, I beg your pardon, depending on who you listen to. More rankings have them at 2 than 3. K-Preps does have them at 3. Royal Valley is at Riley County. Riley County coming off a nice win over St. Mary's a week ago. Clay Center, Hiawatha is also next week. Riverside at Jackson Heights and Sabetha at Minneapolis. So we got districts and league play going on next week. A lot of great games coming up. And this one is coming up right in front of us. Perry LeCompton is hosting Nemaha Central. But for now, before we get to kickoff, we will have interviews with both Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik first, and then we'll sit down with the head coach for Perry LeCompton, Mike Paramore, as well. Long-time coach here for the Cause. So we'll go ahead and step aside, and we'll hear from both coaches. First, Nemaha Central, then Perry LeCompton. You are listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. The insurance markets are seeing some turbulent times that you may see reflected in your premiums and coverages. As an independent agent, we represent multiple carriers, so give Kellerman Insurance a call to review your policies. We value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. With over 123 years combined experience, we have also seen a thing or two and are here to help. Check out our website at kellermaninsurance.com.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
I'm now joined by Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik ahead of their matchup against Perry LeCompton. And coach, what are your thoughts on your guys' matchup here in week 3?
Perry LeCompton has, and this year, is very athletic. You know, they got the Gordon kid in the backfield at quarterback. He's a true dual threat, very similar to Carter Hyde. And their skill guys are really good. So I would say this would be the best team we've played this year. It's just like I said, they're very athletic, so it'll be fun Friday night.
And the Cause, of course, head coached by Mike Paramore. Tell us what you know about Mike, your relationship with him, and your thoughts on his ability to coach.
Coach Paramore has been at Perry for a long time. You know, he definitely gets his kids to play hard, you know, week in and week out. And you know, back in, you know, 16, 17, 18, when they made the back-to-back state champ run, he did a great job, and he continues to do a great job for him.
And you guys planning on changing anything up in terms of your strategy? Are you guys going kind of pretty similar to what you've already been doing the past 2 weeks?
It's just another week. Like I tell the kids, you know, on Mondays during film, like I tell the kids, we got to be 1-0 this week, and nothing's going to change. You know, it's very important because it's the next one on the schedule, and it's very important because it's a league game. You know, so hopefully we can go 3-0 going into the districts starting next week.
Last question for you, Coach. I'm talking to Nemaha Central Head Football Coach Michael Glatzik. What are some things in film that your kids are picking up on about this pair of the Compton team?
It's just little things. You know, it's just like I said, it's little things. You know, that on offense they spread it out a lot, which we haven't seen that yet. Including the jamboree, so it's going to be a big test for our defensive backfield this week and our linebackers. But I'm excited to fly around, and hopefully we can create some turnovers.
Big 7 matchup coming up this Friday again. It's Nemaha Central at Perry the Compton. Looking forward to calling that one, Coach. Look forward to talking to you on Friday, and thanks so much for your time today.
All right, thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik here on your pregame coverage. Be sure to stick around because our own Brandon Tabman sat down with Perry the Compton head football coach Mike Paramore with kickoff to follow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
Brandon Tabman joined by Cause head football coach, that is Mike Paramore, as they get set for a week 3 battle. Best team in the state right now, Coach. The number one team, and that is Nemaha Central, defending state champs. Thunder come rolling into your house on Friday night. And, you know, some thought maybe before the season started, they lost a lot of quality pieces, skilled position players from last year, but you knew they were going to be very talented. They jump right out in their first 2 games. It does not look like much different of a team that won the state title a year ago.
Yeah, good-looking football team. I mean, it's just, you know, you different names, but they're doing the same kind of thing they did last year, and, you know, very explosive what they're doing offensively. Got some big guys up front that come off the football well. Offensively, they're very multiple in what they're doing, so from a defensive standpoint, we got a lot of things we got to defend. And defensively, a very sound team. They run the ball well. They're schemed well. They tackle well. Great challenge, but, I mean, they're a program that's why they're doing what they do, why they were state champions last year. Yeah, that group of seniors leaves on, but that next group wants their turn, and it's their chance to go do their thing. So, you know, we're going to play extremely well.
Line play, of course, important in every single game that you play, but does it feel like it's maybe a little bit more important when you play Nemaha Central with the guys that they have and the size they have up front?
Yeah, they're a handful to deal with. I mean, just watching film, their D-line's very disruptive, and they do some things that boy, if you can't get that going, it makes it tough just to do anything, whether they run the ball or throw the football. So we're going to have to do some things to see if we can put some drives together, chew some time off the clock, change the field position. But yeah, very good. And the fast kid, he's the real deal, man. He's something else. He's a handful.
Yeah, no doubt. Holden Bass, Northwest Missouri State commits, and obviously someone you're going to have to hone in on. So when we talk about keys, when we talk about expectations, keys to the game, what's it going to take to get a win? What stands out? What's on the chalkboard this week?
We talk the same language every week. It's just, we got to take care of us first. We got to make sure that, you know, we go out and we have a good plan in place, understand what the plan is, how we're going to execute what we do, and then doing that with some great effort. And those kind of things, if we play hard, we have a good scheme, and we execute to the best of our ability, we give ourselves a chance. And, you know, I think our kids are getting better at practice, understanding how we want to practice, and just continue to get better and grow up. And we want to just see improvement every week.
Mike Paramore, Perry LeCompton head football coach. Our conversation each week brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause 1-1 through the first 2 weeks, coming off the win against Riverside. They return home, but they get top-ranked in 2A. That is Nemaha Central, the defending 2A state champs. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you for your time.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us at Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
Back here in Perry for our game of the week between Perry LeCompton and Nemaha Central. The Cause 1-1 in league and overall play. As for Nemaha Central, they are 2-0 in both. Taking a look at the rankings for Class 2A, Nemaha Central, as we mentioned, is number one in K-Prep's rankings. Following them is Sabetha, the fellow Big 7 rival, followed by Hoisington, Southeast Saline, and Ellsworth. As for the Class 3 rankings, the Class 3A rankings from K-Prep's Andale, number 1, Cheney is 2, Topeka Hayden is 3, Wichita Collegiate is 4, and Clay Center is 5. Keisha Covered also likes Nemaha Central and Sabetha as 1 and 2, followed by Hoisington, Ellsworth, Southeast of Saline, who is now in the rankings after not being ranked last week. In Ketchikan, Kansas, they like Sabetha, number 1, Nemaha Central, number 2, so possibly a statement game for the Thunder. As Sabetha, they are playing playing at Jeff West this evening, so we'll see how the Blue Jays do. And elsewhere in the rankings, Hoisington 3, Ellsworth 4, Southeast of Saline after a big win last week. They're up 3 spots, number 5. Norton is 6, Kingman 7, Russell is 8, Humboldt from Southeast Kansas is 9. They lost to Nemaha Central in the playoffs last year, and Silver Lake, after losing last week, is down 6 spots at number 10. So some shifts in the rankings, not as much as last week, though. There was a lot of movement in the rankings last week. And kind of talking about some of the results from last week, Nemaha Central, as mentioned, beating Royal Valley 62-0 a week ago. Jefferson West winning at Hiawatha 16-14 in a close, low-scoring effort. Sabetha, they win by 2 scores over Holton 24-8. Perry LeCompton wins 26 at Riverside. And then some of the district opponents for these schools, Minneapolis defeating Sacred Heart 34-0. Raleigh County wins at Rossville 26-20. McLeod defeats Horton 26-6. And Topeka Hayden blows out Silver Lake 56-7. We're just a few minutes away from kickoff. We'll give you some keys to the game. First, for Perry LeCompton, it's to try to win the trenches. It's going to be difficult to do with Nemaha Central with the way they battle up front, both offensively and defensively, but that's going to be a big thing for Perry LeCompton. Can they be able to get some victories in the trenches? And as for Nemaha Central, can Carter Hike throw the ball some if need be? If Perry LeCompton is able to clog up some of those holes in the middle, can he be able to rear back and throw it? We will see. He has a 60% completion percentage, so not bad, but not great. Which, I mean, he is a first-year quarterback. Jonah Dieters was named the starter back in early fall and late summer. So there have been some things that have shifted in the Nemaha Central offense since then. So we will see how things play out. As of right now, though, Nemaha Central in a very good spot. We'll talk more about Carter Hike in just a bit after a break. As Nemaha Central hoping to stay undefeated overall and in league play. And Perry LeCompton looking for a huge upset win at home here in week three. Should be a good one. It's Nemaha Central at Perry LeCompte. Let's step aside for a few minutes, and we will come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kickoff starting in a few minutes here in Perry, between Perry LeCompte and Nemaha Central. Jared Slubby back with you. Nemaha Central all-time lead the series 5-2. Nemaha Central has won the last five meetings dating back to 2012, coming off a 62-0 win against a Royal Valley team that has had its struggles this year. But Carter Heike went 9-for-13 over the air in the win, 123 passing yards and two passing touchdowns. And on the ground, he had 8 carries for 74 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. And as for the tailback, Jonah Dieters, he had 7 carries himself for 95 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had 3 tackles for loss on defense as well. They had 379 total yards of offense last week, 214 on the ground, 165 over the air. How about 9.5 yards per play? So it was almost a first down every single play for Nemaha Central a week ago. And they averaged 13.8 yards per completion, 8.9 yards per carry. And well, Nemaha Central, they didn't allow a completion last week, which is pretty staggering, but they haven't allowed a single completion all season long. It's probably the most staggering statistic that I will mention here tonight. They not only shut out, Royal Valley last week, but also doing it against Holton in week one. Didn't allow a single completion. And in that win, Carter Heike was 3-for-7. Not a great performance from Carter in week one, 53 yards, a touchdown, a pick. But on the ground is where he really shined and kind of got a glimpse of what he can be here this season with 27 carries for 163 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. He will obviously be the majority of the offense for the Thunder, but Jonah Dieter is also a big part of it as well. He's a big part of the defense, too. I mean, Jonah Dieter, he has mentioned the 3 tackles for loss last week. He had 5 in week 1, so he has 8. He has more than half of the team's tackles for loss, which the team, by the way, has 15 tackles for loss. So I mentioned that dominant defensive front. That statistic is just absolutely staggering. Got a guy like Holden Bass. I mean, 21 tackles for him, 3 tackles for loss, and he's a guy that's being looked at by D1 schools, including taking a visit to K-State last week, or actually in week 1, and he also went there late last July. He's a 2-time Sports and Kansas Defensive Player of the Year finalist. He was All-State last year on the defensive line, and he was All-Big 7 on the offensive and the defensive line. And also Sam Norris, by the way, he is actually the leader in tackles. He has 26 of them, and he is also one of their leading wide receivers. And players to keep an eye out for the Thunder. As for the cause, Colton Canepar, 13 carries, 49 yards a week ago. He is the tailback. Tristan Gordon, though, is the guy that is kind of the hike for Perry the Compton. Most of the offense is going to flow through him. 7 for 14 last week over the air, 6 for 14 in week 1. He has 119 to be specific yards over the air, but on the ground is where he makes his money. 147 yards on the ground and 2 rushing touchdowns. So most of the offense going through him on the ground. Mike Paramore in his 23rd year as the head coach. 121-101 is his record. As for Michael Gladzik, he is in his 3rd season with a pretty solid record of 21-3. So pretty good stuff from Michael Gladzik. And we are getting this one ready to go. It will be Perry the Compton kicking this off. And doing the kicking duties is Tristan Gordon. And we are underway. This one rolls out of bounds in front of Carter Rodinghouse. And good field position for the Thunder, as if they needed that. We mentioned the successes that Nemaha Central has had in offense this season, so we'll get to see them run things out first. We'll see Carter Wright. Let's take a look at the offense for the Thunder. Starting off at running back is Jonah Dieters. Quarterback Carter Wright, the sophomore. In the slot is Cooper Kramer, the senior. At X is Aiden Brockstrom, the senior. At Z is Carter Rodinghouse, also a senior. And at Y is Sam Nordis, the junior. On the offensive line, from left to right, it's Reese Garrity, the junior at left tackle. Abram Keim, the junior at left guard. Josh Gonzalez, the center, he is a senior. So is Holden Bass at right guard. And Abe Hilbert, also a senior at right tackle. It's those 3 on the right side, starting with Gonzalez, moving to the right side, that have made such a big impact this season for the Thunders. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff in the first play. And stood up, not a lot going on in that play for Jonah Dieters. And, in fact, they're going to say he lost a yard as they start at the 35-yard line after the kick out of bounds, so back up to the 34, so it'll be 2nd down and 11. Good start for the pair of the Compton defense. That's led up front by Tyler Conklin, the sophomore, Chance Gray, the nose, also a sophomore, and Cameron Powell, the other defensive end. He is a junior. Talk about the secondary in just a little bit. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Looking to throw, it's Hike. He throws to the near side. That ball's going to be caught at the 40. First completion of the game is to Aiden Brockstrom. Set of bounds at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the first pass attempt from Carter Hike. And well executed there. Aiden Brockstrom with the catch. Nobody from Nemaha Central coming into today has more than 3 receptions, so not really any standouts in terms of the skill position players for the Thunder. He'll go to the far side for this play after catching one from the near side. It's 3rd and 3. From the 42. Hike from the gun. A little bit of movement. Fairly confident. Looks to be in an all-out blitz. But there's Sam, Mike, and Will. Mention the names coming up here in a little bit. Looking to blitz. 9 will go in. 3 back. And Hike tries to run it. He's got nowhere to go. He's going backwards. 2 yards for a loss. 2 carries for minus 3 yards for Nemaha Central to start out. And it's 4th down and 4. So let's say he lost 1. Nope, he lost 2. Bring it back to the 40-yard line. Looking at the linebackers, it's Sam is the junior Cage Starnes. At Mike, it's the junior Cooper Trendle, beg your pardon. And at Will, it's the junior Colton Canepar. Quarterback, junior Bronson Rush, senior Tyler Reed. And at safeties is Tristan Gordon, the senior, Eli Dean, the junior, and Garrett Metcalf, the sophomore. They are electing to punt. And the snap is a little bit high, but the kick is underway. It is a beauty. All the way inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line is where the cause will get their first offensive possession. Go ahead and keep it here and announce the starters for Perry the Compton on offense. Tristan Gordon, the starting quarterback, the junior. And tailback, Colton Canepar, he is also a junior. At halfback is Eli Dean. He is also a junior. At Y is Ronnie Baker out wide, the sophomore, and two seniors. At Z and X, it's Tyler Reed and Zach Essman. And on the offensive line from left to right, starting with the left tackle, is junior Cameron Powell. Left guard is junior Cooper Trendle. Center is senior Caden Byers. The junior right guard is Braden Smeltzer. And at sophomore right tackle is going to be Trevor Conklin. Right up the middle on the first offensive play for Pair of the Confidence, going nowhere. Gain of none for Colton Canifer. Let's now get to the Nemaha Central defense up front. At defensive tackle is the senior Abe Hilbert, along with seniors Holden Bass and Josh Gonzalez at nose and defensive tackle, respectively. Lightning position is Cooper Kramer, and Thunder position is Reed McKee. Both seniors, those are kind of like your hybrid defensive end linebackers. As for Sam, Mike, and Will, it's Jonah Dieters, Abram Keim, and Sam Nordis. From back to pass, throwing far side, intercepted! Cooper Kramer with the interception, and they will be inside the red zone. He jumps the route, and Kramer picks it off. On the second play from scrimmage with 9:20 to go, and they'll get the ball at the 19-yard line. 9:20 to go here in the first quarter. They'll work from the far side hash. Takes a snap, takes a handoff, rolls right. Ike looking downfield. He's got a man there, and that ball's going to be caught at the 5 and into the end zone. A missed assignment. And touchdown for the Thunder on the first play after the interception. It's Sam Nordis. And just like that, it is 6-0 Nemaha Central. What a start to the game for the Thunder. They go interception and then a touchdown throw. And they'll go for two from the far side. Oh wait, no, the offensive line is over there. Now it looks like we have some movement maybe for Perry. We'll wait for the call. It was a 19-yard touchdown strike from Hike to Sam Nordis. And looks like that line of scrimmage penalty is going to go against the cause, so it'll be half the distance for this two-point try. .9 left to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0 as of right now in favor of the Thunder. Now some substitutions for Nemaha Central.
Penalty was offside.
All right, now we're ready to go. Under center is Hike, and another flag, another line of scrimmage penalty. This will be a false start, so that'll back up the Thunder to the around the 6.5-yard line. So we'll do this again. Nemaha Central trying to finish off a one-play, 19-yard drive that lasted 7 seconds. Following a Cooper Kramer interception. Looks like they're going to kick this PAT. We're going to go for two, but now they're just going to kick it. On the way, high kick, and it doesn't even get to the goalpost. So it stays 6-0 after the PAT try for the Thunder. Step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 FM KMZA on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Hannah Vegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank. We have a new product that we're excited to share with everyone. We've partnered with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, to bring you a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money with your friends, family, and people that you trust. Zelle is a safer option than other person-to-person payment solutions because it goes through the banking system. Zelle, another thing to like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
19-yard touchdown reception by Sam Nordis. The kickoff is through the legs of one man. It's live at the 15-yard line. It's finally scooped up by the Cause and a return of only a couple. So they'll be pinned deep in their own territory once again after a great putt from Josh Gonzalez after getting shut down three and out. Thunder punted it. They got an interception and then a touchdown the first play after the interception. Cooper Kramer doing the intercepting. Talking about the secondary for the Thunder. I think I mentioned the linebackers. Aiden Brockstrom, the senior at corner. Carter Ridinghouse, also at corner, the senior. And the sophomore, Carter Ike, the senior. So 6-0 in favor of the Thunder. With 9:07 to go in the first quarter. A scoring update brought to you by Holthouse, Auto House, and Fairview. Run from Canepur on the right side and taken down for a minimal gain. Gain of a couple. Make it 2nd and 8. Second carry of the ball game for Canepur. Breezy yet mild evening. Trying to keep my papers in order, as I mentioned earlier, on top of the press box tonight, so trying to get all the paperweights and everything like that sorted. Trying to stay as organized as I can. All right, so 2nd and 8 from the 21-yard line. Looking to throw is Gordon, and he is hit. Is that ball out? No, they're going to say it's an incomplete pass, and Gordon slow to get up. He was hit hard. He does get up, but they're going to say an incomplete pass, so it'll be 3rd down and 8. Not an ideal start for the right-handed junior quarterback. Interception, incompletion, and getting hit hard. Couldn't quite see who that was who made the hit. As mentioned on that defensive front, just an unbelievable force from left to right. I mean, Cooper Kramer, Abe Hilbert, Holden Bass, Josh Gonzalez, Reed McKee, take your pick. So it is 3rd and 8. Junior takes a snap, quick throw, near side, caught at the 24-yard line. That's where he'll be stopped. Actually, they'll give him the 25-yard line, so a gain of 4. And that will go to the first completion of the game is to Eli Dean. So a quick 3-and-out from the Omaha Central defense. That is, unless they decide to go for it, which I don't know if that's a terrific idea, considering it's at their own 25. Omaha Central acting as if they will go for it. And it looks like they will. Canepur is the punter, Gordon is the punter, beg your pardon, so could decide to drop back a few steps. Yeah, I think that's what he's going to do. Yep, that is what he's going to do. And gets the punt off. It almost got blocked. He was only maybe 5 or so yards behind the center, so not a long, long snap. So Holden Bass is right up the middle. The ball goes out of bounds at around the 39-yard line. So he just took one step and punted it. Decent punt, though. Got to the 39, but still pretty solid field position for the Thunder. That's the best field position they've gotten so far to start. Off of a kick. I mean, they did have their last possession start on the pair of the Compton 19-yard line after the interception from Cooper Kramer. We get to see Carter Height go the length of the field for the second time today. First drive in their own territory did not go according to plan. It was a quick 3-and-out. Takes a snap. It's going to be a keeper. Height to the left side. Trying to get to the 45. It cuts it back. Does get the 45. Breaks tackles at the 50. 45. Dancing to the outside to the 40. And taken down at the 39-yard line. Goes from the 39. Now they're going to say he's at the 40. The 39 to the 40-yard line. So gain of 21. Quite the little scamper there for Carter Hike. The one play, and they're already in Caw territory. Empty backfield. Four wide receivers set. And on the end of the line of scrimmage, on the far side, is Cooper Kramer. The wind's starting to pick up here a little bit. Takes a snap, Hike to his left. On the keeper, gets to the 36-yard line. And they'll say he's down at the 35 for a gain of 4. Last two carries going for 25 yards. Eventually, he had 23 carries for 176 yards in that opening win against Holton. At 3 rushing touchdowns. And just a little bit ago, he had his 4th passing touchdown. That was to Sam Nordis. Coming into today, just a 60% completion percentage for Hike. Man in motion, take the handoff to him, he'll keep it. He's forced to go up the middle, and he's tripped up. Nice tackling from Colin Canifer. He plays the will position. The junior linebacker drops him for no gain. I'll say he lost a yard there, actually. So 3rd and 6. Certainly a manageable distance for the Thunder. 3 wide receivers set, all on the far side. 1 man in the backfield, and that's Jonah Dieters. Only seen him run once. Possibly a play call change here from the sideline on the far side from head coach Michael Galactic. From the gun, his coach lost his paper there. Rolls to his left, looking to throw. Fires to the sticks, and he's got it. First down, staying inbounds is Carter Rottinghouse, and he is brought down at the 21-yard line for a gain of 15. Carter Rottinghouse's first catch of the day. It's a first down for Nemaha Central. They move the sticks and are approaching the red zone once again. Been in the red zone once. That was after an interception from Cooper Kramer. Empty backfield, 4 wide receivers set, both split out wide. Actually, 5 receivers set, 3 to the near, 2 to the far, from the far side hash. Takes a snap, quick throw, screen pass. That's going to be caught by Sam Nordis. His first catch of the day, gets past the 25 and down to the 22. And I'll actually say that was closer to the 23-yard line. Gain of 3, not a whole lot going there. And Nordis with the second catch of the day had that 19-yard touchdown reception last possession. 2nd and 7, 4:05 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Nemaha Central. Your score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Rushing up to the line, bundled set on the near side of the line of scrimmage. And the far as well. Nobody split out. Here's a handoff to Rottinghouse. He goes in motion. He gets to the 20, got some blockers. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nemaha Central. Carter Rottinghouse takes it. 23 yards on a carry. And Nemaha Central quickly up 2 possessions here in the first quarter. Very interesting play design. There was 2 men on the end of the line of scrimmage on the near side. As mentioned, one of them being Rottinghouse. They motioned him as soon as he took the snap. And the 3 guys on the far side line of scrimmage were there to block for him. And they did so flawlessly. And they... interception on the snap, and they just blow the play dead, and I think that's what they did. Can't run that back, according to the officials. So it remains 12-0 in favor of Nemaha Central. It's a 23-yard rush from Carter Rottinghouse into the end zone. We'll take a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
3:41 to go in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central up 12-0. Carter Rottinghouse with a 23-yard touchdown. Caps off a 61-yard drive with 3:41 to go, as mentioned. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Return to the 29-yard line. Gets the 30 up the middle of the 35 and driving his legs and some defenders with him on the return by Eli Dean up to the 39-yard line. Pretty good return, and bigger pardon is that return started from the 29-yard line, so 15-yard gain. Solid stuff there from Dean, or 29 to the 39, so that's going to be 10 yards. Math, not mathing for me right now. As Fairly Confident takes over. Third drive of the game. First possession was an interception. Second was a three and out. Hoping for some more success here as the win continues to rampage through Perry, Kansas here. Temperatures went down just a little bit. We're around the low 70s, upper 60s here in northeast Kansas. Gordon to take the snap. Hand off left side and a beautiful tackle. Well done. For Nemaw Central, trying to find the number here. That was Carter Sudbeck, the senior, that tackle. Eli Dean was on that carry. Gain of just two, so second and eight from the 41-yard line. Clock continues to roll. We're hoping that the rain will subside. Got some rain clouds off to our horizon. One man in the backfield. That's Bronson Rush. Three off to the right. Wide receivers. It's going to be a keeper right side. And he's got some room to run. Gets to the 45, 50. Down the sideline, 40, 35, 30. He sits out of bounds. Up the sideline at the 34-yard line. 25-yard gain for Tristan Gordon on the QB keeper to the far side. Good play design as they had some extra blockers out there with the receivers and Bronson Rush was out there to block in as well as the tailback for that play. The first time that the Cavs are in Nemaha Central territory trying to respond and make it a one-score game again. But from the 34, Golden once again in the gun. First carry of the game for Bronson Rush. He breaks the tackle and falls forward for a solid gain of 7. Bronson, a junior. Coming into today, 11 carries, 73 yards, and 6.6 yards per carry, the most efficient runner for Perry the Compton. Also has a reception touchdown as well. It's the only one on the entire team. A little bit of a high snap. Rush gets another one, goes to the right side, and fighting for that first down yardage, he's not going to get it. First carry, by the way, was 6 yards, so on 2nd and 4, he gets past that, so it's going to be 3rd and 2. 6 yards. See if Gordon goes back to pass here, possibly, but with only 2 yards, the run is not a bad play call either. Gordon off to a bit of a shaky start over the air. He's 1 for 3 with an interception. and that completion went for just 4 yards. Spill out wide to the near side. That's Dakota Plake, the senior. Reed is also out there. Just quick throw, and that is incomplete. It is behind Reed. And that'll make it 4th down and 2. To try to do a quick little throw, and he was there, but unfortunately the throw just missed the mark. It was a bullet, so if you're going to throw a bullet, it's going to be right on cue. And unfortunately, prepare the company, it was not. Clock stops with 1:16 to go. As mentioned, it's 4th and 2. Big play coming up here for the cause, trying to hang around here in the first quarter, not let this game get out of hand early. Pair of the Compton's defense has not found a way to stop Nemaha Central's offense just yet. They did get a 3-and-out, but got the ball quickly back and scored in the next possession. Now a whistle, and I believe a timeout is going to be called. And it will be from Pair of the Compton. So 1:16 to go, first quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. It's 12-0 Nemaha Central leads Pair of the Compton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed major cancer among men? The incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, but is almost 100% survivable if caught early. In its early stages, not everyone experiences symptoms of prostate cancer. However, you should see your doctor if experiencing any of the symptoms, including problems with passing urine, loss of bladder control, blood in the urine, or pain in the hips, lower back, and chest. If you experience any of these symptoms, please speak with your physician at your hometown Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Big time 4th down conversion coming up here. Prepare the Compton. They're at the Nemaha Central 26-yard line. It's 4th and 2. And the Thunder defense trying to get yet another stop, up 12-0. Get the ball right back. 1:16 to go here in quarter number one. Gordon is going to operate from the far side. Same formation here as the last play with Rush to his right. And a false start as Reed got a little antsy. He was the intended target on the last pass attempt on 3rd and 2. So that'll back him up, make it 4th and 7 to make it that much more difficult. It's difficult enough to get 2 yards on Nemaha Central, especially with that tough defensive line. And now they'll have to make it 4th and 7. So, again, those just joining us, Tristan Gordon, the starting quarterback from Paraly Compton, is 1 for 4 for 4 yards and an interception. An interception was immediately converted into a touchdown the very next play. Likely go to the air here. That tough defensive front for Nemaha Central. Run back to pass. Gordon going to his left. Fires incomplete. Nobody in the area code. And that is a 4th down stop for the Nemaha Central defense. Big time stop there for Nemaha Central. It was a quick pass to the left side. That was the play design, but throw was offline. And with 1:12 to go in the first quarter, Nemaha Central gets the ball back up 12-0. Had a 25-yard run by Tristan Gordon in that possession to set them up in Nemaha Central territory, but in the end, it's all for naught. Hike takes a snap, end up the middle, not going anywhere. Once again is Jonah Dieters for his 2nd carry of the game. First one went for a 1-yard loss, this one goes for no gain, so 2nd and 10. From their own 31-yard line, 54 seconds left in quarter number one. On a breezy and mild evening, temperatures in the upper 60s, low 70s here. Beautiful September evening in northeast Kansas. 2 backs at this time for the Thunder. Haven't seen that yet. It's going to be an option to the right side. He's going to keep it. Gets the 32 to the 35 and rolling over defenders is taken down the 37-yard line. And the ball is out, but I think they're going to roll him down. And that is what they're going to rule it. So it's a 7-yard gain for Cooper Hike. I even said that wrong. Carter Hike, not Cooper Hike. Used to him running it so much last year, and what a year he had his senior year. 42 touchdowns on the year in 2022 for the former Nemaha Central Thunder running back. And that is going to do it for quarter number one. It's 12-0 Nemaha Central leading here at Paraly Compton. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
All right, we are back here at Perry. 12-0, Nemaha Central leading on the road. Got some scores for you. Waubunsee leads against Jefferson County North 14-8 with 1:14 left to go in the first quarter as of a couple minutes ago. Valley Heights currently up 16-8. They're taking on Troy on the road. Royal Valley is up 12-0 on Riverside. We'll get some more scores throughout the evening. Here's a handoff on a reverse. Carter Ruddinghouse had the touchdown earlier, gets this one. Flag comes in. He breaks the tackle, gets the first down and more up the near side, across midfield and down to the 48-yard line, but this might be coming back. Another great run from Carter Ruddinghouse on his second carry of the ball game, and he is not happy the fact that this is going to get called back. Visible frustration from the senior. And that'll back them up quite a ways after it was just 3rd and 3 from their own 39. It'll put them, we'll see where the spot of the foul was. It's like this. Well, they're still marking it out. And it'll be, it looks like it's 3rd and 9. Looks like a 3rd and 9 is what we got here, maybe 10. And they are going to say 3rd and 10. Backed up to their own 31-yard line. 8-yard penalty. Actually, that will be a 7-yard penalty. Weird how that works out. Three receivers to the near side, two to the far with an empty backfield. Looking to throw, and now he's going to tuck it and run it. Goes to the far side, gets to the 35, cuts to the middle to the 40. 45, first down, 50. Another tackle broken. 45, 40, down the far sideline, 30. 25, 21, man to beat, and he can't get him. He is gone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. 69 yards, and it's 18-0, Thunder. He is special. Carter Hikes, high stepping down the sideline for his 6th rushing touchdown of the season. And Nemaha Central starting to pull away early. Mentioned that Paraly Compton really needed to score last possession to keep this a ball game. Because of what this Nemaha Central can do, they can make those splash plays at any minute with the back's abilities to break tackles with ease. So with 11:13 left to go, here's a two-point conversion. Trying to convert their first one of the day. Here's a throw. It's batted down. Nice play by Eli Dean to bat that one out of the air. So it remains 18-0. Nemaha Central up big early. A step aside for 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And return on the ensuing kickoff. Just shy of the 30-yard line, and a very late flag comes in. And before we get to the penalty, looking at some of the other scores, Axtell leading Clifton Clyde 22-0. Wow, a lot of people thought that might have been a really close game, but after one quarter, it's 22-0 Axtell. It's now 16-14 Jefferson County North over Wabunsee. So the penalty is going to go against Nemaw Central here. It's going to be a personal foul penalty. So that'll help out with the field position for the cause. 22 penalty yards for Nemaw Central, only 5 for Perry. Actually, no, beg your pardon. It's only 2 for Perry, because it was the penalty on the 2-point conversion. It's only 2 penalty yards for Perry Compton so far, and they'll get good field position. They'll have the ball at the 43-yard line. More scores for you. Jackson Heights up 16-0 on Pleasant Ridge at the end of the first quarter. Centralia up big on Onega, 22-0 after 1. ACCHS and Oskaloosa are scoreless after a quarter. And that is what I got. Back here in this one, Cause trying to get something going offensively. Hand off to the middle for Eli Dean. Gets the 45 and for progress the 46 for a gain of 3. Second carry of the ball game for the junior. .10:50 to go here in quarter number 2. Eli Dean listed as the team's halfback. Nobody with more than 2 carries for the cause just yet. Reed to the far side. And Dakota Blake on the near side. One man in the backfield. 2nd and 7 from the 46. Handoff left side. Canifer trying to get through a hole and can't get there. A leg tackle after a gain of 2. They get 3rd and 5. 3rd and 6, make your part. So after a couple of 2-yard carries, close to midfield. And if they want to go for it on 4th down, which I wouldn't blame them if they did so, a run here wouldn't be a terrible idea. So if that's what happens here, don't be surprised. I would set up maybe a little bit closer on a 4th down conversion. Last one they tried failed on a 4th and 7 after a false start. Here is Rawlings to his right. Golden is throwing over the middle. It's caught. 1st down at the 45-yard line on Nemaw Central. And that's Tyler Reed. His first catch of the day. 8-yard reception moves to 6. 2nd completion of the day for Tristan Gordon. And the junior quarterback did a good job rolling to his left, and then he threw across his body, which is kind of a no-no, but he was wide open on the near side. And for the 2nd time today, they are in Thunder territory. I'll try to capitalize this time. Nobody on the near side, 3 receivers to the far. Design quarterback run, and Gordon is going backwards. Thrown down in the backfield. Josh Gonzalez, I believe, was on the tackle there. Abram Keim also there as well. That's a loss of a couple from Gordon. On his second carry of the day, his first one went for a 25-yard scamper that set them up in Nemaha Central Territory last drive. Failed on a fourth down conversion, which resulted in a Nemaha Central touchdown. Empty backfield on a second and 12, looking for a quick throw and near side. That ball is incomplete and almost intercepted. Good job that time jumping the route was Jonah Dieters. He read that all the way as Perry the Compton is not wanting for him to sit in the pocket and wait to throw. It's that strong defensive line. Just wants some quick throws and let their skill players do some of the work. Seventh pass attempt already on the evening for Tristan Gordon. And it's third and 12 with 8:39 left to go in the second quarter. Gordon has thrown 14 passes each in his first two games. He's already halfway there. Going to his right, Gordon under pressure, throws off his back foot. It's caught by Reed at the 35-yard line, breaks the tackle, 30. Trying to split a couple defenders, and he does so at the 25, kicking down at the 24-yard line. Gain of 23. And Tyler Reed with a second reception of the day, a big one, on a splash play for the cause. And they are getting close to getting into the red zone for the first time today. Working from the 24-yard line. The 24-yard play there. Hand off left side for Rush. Trying to get through a hole. And does so. Gets to the 20. Pretty solid run. Well done by the offensive line, the left side. Cameron Powell, Cooper Trendle, and Caden Fires doing the blocking on the left side for the cause. Ronnie Baker as well. He's in the ball game, a sophomore at the Y spot. He'll be in the slot, on the end of the line of scrimmage here on this play. Takes the snap, runs to his left. Gordon to his left, gets hit and is thrown back for not much. And Sam Nordis, the junior linebacker, with a big-time tackle for a gain of just one. So another third down attempt here for the cause, and had that big play on the last third down. It was a 24-yard connection from Tristan Gordon to Tyler Reed. 7 minutes and counting left to go in quarter number two. Third and 5, Gordon. Into his right, and they're going to go and call a timeout. Don't like what they see. And that will leave the cause with one timeout remaining. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. It's 18-0 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a few scores to update you with. Tabitha struggling a little bit with Jefferson West. 6:14 to go in the second quarter. 13-6 the score there. Also have now 20-16. Wabunsee, Jefferson County North going back and forth. 10:23 to go in the second quarter. A high scoring fun one. And what we knew was going to be a really fun game. Holding up significantly on Hiawatha, 21-0 in the second quarter. And Asherson leads Casey Harmon 35-0. Back here in this one, 18-0 Nemaha Central, but the Cause are driving. Going to get their first score of the day. Gordon throwing to the far side of the end zone. Jump ball, broken up. Fantastic play by Carter Rottinghouse. Looking for Dakota Plake in the end zone. It's broken up. And that will make it 4th and 5. Running House showing off his athleticism and his vertical jump on that play. That was very well done on the far end zone near the pylon. So fourth and five from the Nemaha Central 19-yard line. With 6:37 left to go here in the second quarter. Gordon takes a snap, rolls to his right, immediately under pressure, throws, and short of his target. That was a broken play, and is a turnover on downs. Holden Bass pursuing that time, the soon-to-be possibly a college athlete. A lot of schools are going after him, including K-State. Took a visit on September 2nd. He also visited in late July. Talked about how he was a Defensive Player of the Year finalist, as well as taking All-State for his efforts on the defensive line. He was All-Big 7 on offense and defense on the line for the Thunder a year ago. Nemaha Central takes over from their own 19-yard line. First play, handoff to Ruddinghouse in a sweep and gets to the 30 and first down, pick up of 11. Make it a pickup, yep, 11. His second carry of the game, this first one was a 23-yard touchdown on an end-around, just like that one. That one was with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Six carries for 98 yards already for Carter Hike. He had that 69-yard rushing touchdown last possession. The Cavs are looking for their first stop of the Thunder here tonight. Has not happened yet. Going from that same formation when they got the touchdown for Ruddinghouse, but it's going to be a keeper this time for Hike. Goes to the left side, gets to the 35, and spun down. Nice leg tackle that time. That was Tristan Gordon. Gain of 5, gets to the 35-yard line. So breaking the century mark already is Carter Hike. Second time he's done that this season. Couldn't quite get there last week, but almost got to the two-century mark in week one against Holton, a 31-6 win over the Wildcats in week one. Same formation. Man in motion. They'll fake it to him. He'll be a keeper for Hike. Goes to the right side. Not a lot to do in that time. Gained just one. So Carter Hike. Talked about his brother a little bit ago. Cooper Hike was just a bowling ball. Just go up the tackles. It would beat you with his ability to run through tackles and run through you. He wasn't necessarily somebody who could bounce it outside of the tackles and use his athleticism to go for long gains. That's what Carter can do. And he also, on top of that, has that ability to break tackles. We saw that with that long touchdown run and using that athleticism on the play as well. And oh, by the way, he can throw it. If you look at that here, he's going to throw to the far side. The ball's going to be caught in midfield. A flag comes out from the near side. Judge, though, at the 49, so a gain of 15 for the time being. We will see what the flag is. Looks like this one's coming back. An eligible man downfield from Nemaha Central. Costly penalty after a nice 15-yard pickup. Beautifully thrown ball from Carter Hike, rolling to his right. The loss of 5. Actually make that a loss of 4. So, a 4-yard penalty. Let's make it 3rd and 9. 4 penalties for 31 yards for Nemaha Central, so a decent amount of penalties from the Thunder, which I'd love to see that from your former state champion. But this Nemaha Central team doesn't have a ton back from that state championship team, especially in terms of their skill position players. Mainly you got a lot coming back from that offensive line. Pretty reminiscent of K-State. Here's a jump ball thrown down the field. It's incomplete. Ruddinghouse holding a flag. He's not going to get it. In coverage that time was Reed. And also back there was Garrett Metcalf, the sophomore. That makes it 4th and 9 from their own 31, and it looks like they're going to probably punt this away. Gonzalez, the punter, and he had a boot last time, but he missed the PAT short, kicking into the wind, granted, a little bit, but... it was a 24-yard extra point because of the false start. So there's the boot from Gonzalez, another beauty with the wind helping him this time. That'll be returned to the 32 and falling to his hands and knees to catch it is Gordon. The pair of the Compton has had some splash plays, had a 24-yard pass to Reed, also had a 25-yard run from Gordon, but other than that, there's not really anybody that's been able to really get into a flow in terms of an individual person is concerned. Because nobody has more than three carries. Gordon has 3 for 24. Canifer has 3 for 4 yards. Bronson Rush has 3 for 12 yards. And Eli Dean has 2 for 5. And Tristan Gordon has thrown the ball 10 times. He's 3 for 10, 36 yards and an interception. 4:30 left to go in the second quarter. And just hearing that there was a penalty against Terry LeCompton. So that will back them up. They were at the 32-yard line. But they're going to back him up even more. Looks like it was an unsportsmanlike conduct because they're going all the way back to the 16-yard line. Or 17-yard line. So that's a 15-yard penalty. Second one of the day for the cause. Still a beautiful evening as the sun is set. The lights are on. Still short sleeve weather if you can brave the 68-degree weather. Which most people here, it looks like, maybe have some light jumpers. Or I just called it a jumper. It's a jacket. I'm not from the UK. I don't know why he called it a jumper. For the far sideline, here's a handoff to the right. It's Bronson Rush breaking some tackles, gets to the 20-yard line. I'm not even the slightest British. I don't know where that came from. 3-yard gain for Rush. Working from the middle of the field here from their own 20-yard line. 4 minutes exactly left to go in the second quarter. Once again, our score is 18-0, and it's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. In time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Gordon takes the snap, takes the handoff on the read, and he is in trouble. Breaks one tackle, but is then thrown down. For a loss by Abram Keim and Josh Gonzalez combining on the tackle once again. And see where they spot the cause at here. Looks like they might have lost all three of those yards that they got on the first down play. That appears to be the case. So broken play a little bit. It was a read that he didn't like the handoff option, so he kept it, and then he was immediately swarmed by that defensive front. That rushed heavily. So 3:33 left to go in the quarter. And we got a timeout, but we'll go and keep it right here for just a little bit to remind you that we have our halftime show coming up. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll recap our drive summaries. We'll also talk about scores from around the area and talk about keys to the second half and break down the stats from each team. Also, after the game, be sure to stick around for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And if you love high school football, I'm telling you, that is the show for you. It is such a fantastic show that the guys back in the studio do, Jake and Boz, so much fun to listen to. They also get you updated on your final scores, and we also send in recaps for that. You can call into the show as well and talk about the games that you are at tonight. You can even call in and share your opinions and thoughts on this game if you would like. Be sure to stick around for that. All right, here we go. 3rd and 10, thrown over the middle, miscommunication, and luckily no Thunder defenders in the area as it falls incomplete. It dropped harmlessly at the 35-yard line. It would have been a 18-yard throw, but again, nobody in the vicinity. 11th pass attempt of the game for Gordon. He has 36 passing yards, but just 3 completions. So 4th and 10, they're all the way back at their own 17-yard line, 3:29 left to go here in the second quarter. Mentioned Gordon is the punter. He'll be punting into the wind a little bit. It's a little bit of a crosswind, but he's going to go more so into the wind. Now he will back up, and Carter Hike will back up as well to return the punt. One-step kick. It was not a great one. It first bounces to the 37-yard line and takes an Emaha Central bounce. It bounces back to the 38-yard line. And very short field position coming up for Emaha Central on possibly their final drive of the second quarter. They haven't been stopped yet. Hoping for their fourth touchdown of the ball game. Carter Hike back out on the field for Emaha Central. Aiden Brockstrom lining up on the end of the line of scrimmage as we're catching some drops of precipitation here now. Here is a handoff going to the far side. It's Jonah Dieters. He's got some room to run. Gets the 30 and taken down just before the first down marker. Gain of 9. That is Dieters' third carry of the game and, third carry of the game and the first positive carry. But, oh my goodness, Dieters is hurt. Taking his helmet off near the Emaha Central sideline. You hate to see that for Emaha Central. A terrific athlete. Mentioned he has 8 tackles for a loss on defense coming into today, and the team's second-leading rusher, and he is down. We'll go and step aside for a little bit and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Dieters on the sideline, got up and walked over to the sideline in his own power, thankfully, and we'll keep an eye on him as he sits down on the bench on the Emaha Central sideline. 2nd and 1 coming up for the Thunder from the Perry of the Compton 29-yard line. And a quick little handoff up there, or yes, it was a keeper up the middle, beg your pardon, for Carter Hike, and he gets the first down with ease. A gain of a couple through the chains. Some light sprinkles, as mentioned, possible rain fall is not supposed to be any storms, I believe, just some rain. But we are hoping that we'll still be able to play in this ball game. Now at the 26-yard line after the first down pickup from Carter Hike. Man in motion is Ruddinghouse. Take it to him. Keeper, right side Hike. He's got a hole. He is all the way to the far sideline, and he is going to drag his way into the end zone. Or is he out of bounds? He is in. Touchdown, Emaha Central. 26-yard scamper up the far side for Carter Hike. His 2nd of the day, and it is 24-0 in favor of the Thunder. He now has 132 rushing yards in the first half, and it has just been one of those days for the Thunder here in Perry. Still looking for their first 2-point conversion of the day. They're 0-for-3 as the clock stops with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Hike is in the gun, empty backfield. Same formation with 2 receivers, the near side, 3 to the far on the end of the line of scrimmage, not split out. Hike keeps it, trying to get through the middle, and he got it in between the tackles on the left side for their first two-point conversion of the day, and this one goes to Carter Hike. So it is now 26-0 in favor of the Thunder. A step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontirekS.com.
KMZA.
Here's a return for the cause on the kickoff, and not a whole lot doing on the return. Getting to the 30-yard line, it was another rushing touchdown for Carter Hike. This one ended up going for 26 yards. And 2:29 left to go here in quarter number two. Jared Sluffy back with you here in Perry. It's been all Nemaha Central here so far. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Coming up here in just a little bit. Carter Hike, what a day he's had. Over 130 yards on the ground. Hasn't really needed to throw today. He's just 4 for 4, 45 yards and a touchdown. So, able to get done on the ground and over the air as well. Had that touchdown pass to Sam Nordis on their opening drive. Calls their offense back on the field. Gordon with a keeper going to the right side, trying to bounce and get around some defenders. He's hit hard at the 30 and able to drive his legs forward for 4 more yards after the initial contact. And we have another injured Thunder player here. Mentioned that Peters went down earlier with an injury. He is not in the ball game, and hard to tell who this is for the Thunder. I believe maybe it's Josh Gonzalez, it looks like. I think it is Josh Gonzalez, the senior defensive end slash center. And you really hate to see this. One of your staples on the offensive line and your leading running back. Again, our score 26-0 here in Perry. Nemaha Central with the lead. 2:15 left to go. The Cogs will get the ball at their own 34-yard line. Taking a look at a rundown of some of the numbers here. 11.6 yards per carry for the Thunder. 174 yards on the ground on just 15 carries. 219 yards of total offense. And as for Perry Lee Compton, they're 3 for 11 over the air. 36 yards to 85 total yards with 49 on the ground with 3.5 yards per carry. Gonzalez is walking off on his own power once again as well, and very thankful to see that. Last thing you want to see is somebody not putting any weight on their legs. So, well, again, we'll keep an eye on him and keep an eye on Dieters. Dieters is, yep, he's still over there on the sideline. You see him over there on the bench sitting down, and Gonzalez will walk over and sit out for a little bit. Hopefully he'll be able to come back out and play again, but we'll monitor that situation as it unfolds. Again, the senior defensive lineman slash offensive lineman playing on the end of the D-line and playing center on the offensive line. Both teams able to huddle and get a few words in here before this first play, this next drive for Perry Lee Compton, trying to get that offense going again. It's been all about the defensive front for Nemaha Central. I will say Perry Lee Compton has had some pretty solid play calls, just the execution hasn't quite been there. Gordon hasn't had the most success over the air. They've had a couple of decent runs. Bronson Rush had a few nice runs. Tristan Gordon had a 25-yard run up the sideline earlier in the game. They've had some chunk plays. Just haven't been able to convert those into points. 2:15 left to go in the half. Gordon drops back the pass, throws to the far side. It's caught by Reed from the far side hash at the 37-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 3. I didn't mean to say start the drive, I meant to say resume the drive. As that is the second play of this drive. And Reed was making his third catch. He has 3 catches for 35 yards after that 3-yard gain there. So 3rd and 3 from their own 37-yard line. The small sprinkles is continuing to trickle down here in Perry. Enough to just annoy you. Piles will work from the far side hash. They'll have 3 to the near side. And 1 man in the backfield. Gordon, under pressure, looking to throw on the run over the middle, and that is incomplete. Fantastic pursuit by Carter Hike. That was in and out of the hands of Eli Dean. He had to leap to make the catch, and Carter Hike immediately, midair, was able to get a hit on him and break up that pass. So it's now 4th and 3. See if they decide to go for it here, just trying to get any ounce of momentum that they can going into the break. But if not, well, Emaw Central gets the ball back with 1.5 minutes left, so maybe you punt this? I don't think there's a winning solution if you decide to give Emaw Central the ball either way. And they are going to go ahead and punt this one away. This is a pretty good punt from Gordon. Best one of the day by far. Bounces at the 22, rolls into the 20, and down to the 15. So with that being said, even though it's a little bit into the wind, still a good punt, easily his best of the day. And Emaw Central will have to go 85 yards in 73 seconds, which is doable. And we'll see if the Thunder can pull it off here. Terrific job by the Emaw Central defense once again, getting yet another stop of the pair of the Compton offense. Anxious to find out some of our scores around the area. Jefferson County North, Wabunsee, has been a high-scoring fun one already. It was 20-16 with like 8 minutes left in the second quarter, last I checked. We'll get an update on that one and many more. Axel Clifton Clyde already getting out of hand. And Hike is going to go ahead and pull this down and run it with 5 receivers split out. And a good job on the pursuit and the tackle that time by the defensive back for Perry the Compton. That was number 9, Garrett Metcalf, the sophomore, the safety. Collapses in on Hike, and that will be a gain of just 2. That's 11 carries for 134 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns for the sophomore quarterback, Carter Hike. And they'll go ahead and have Hike throw it. He'll wind it up and throw it over the middle. That's going to be easily intercepted by Eli Dean at the 40-yard line with 28 seconds left. So possibly a chance here for Nemaha Central to get something going into the break. First turnover of the game for the Thunder. And that was Eli Dean for Perry the Compton. So from the 40, with 28 seconds left. Bobbled snap, Gordon pulls it down, runs to his left, trying to get out of bounds. He does so, and that'll be a loss of yardage. Almost would rather throw that away after rolling to his left that far. Probably killed about an extra 3 seconds by just running it out of bounds. And also, you lose about 3 yards. Actually, they're only going to say he lost 1 yard on that play, a very interesting spot. It looked to me like he should have been out about the 42 or 43-yard line. So again, the clock stops at 22 seconds left, 2nd and 11, from the Nemaha Central 41-yard line. Perry the Compton trailing 22-0, beg your pardon, 26-0. And this one goes through the hands of Gordon. He dives on it at midfield. So a fumble, as mentioned, it's starting to not come down, but it's sprinkling. So the ball is a little bit moist. Now be a loss of 8. I'll say he's at the 49-yard line. And since he dove on it, no timeouts being taken. That is the end of the first half. So A dominant half for Yamaha Central on the road. The number one team in Class 2A living up to their ranking. It's 26-0 Yamaha Central. Up next is your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. You're listening to your Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
We are back here in Perry, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Let's go ahead and recap what we saw in the first half. Jared Sleppy with you. First score of the game, it was on the second play for, or make it pardon, no, let's take that back here a little bit. So the first possession of the game for Yamaha Central, it was a three and out, and they punted it away to Perry LeCompton, but on Perry LeCompton's second play, it was an interception from Cooper Kramer at the 19-yard line with 9:20 to go in the first quarter. On the very next play, it was Carter Ike, the quarterback for Yamaha Central, hooking up with Sam Nordis for the first throw of the ball game, and it was a 19-yard touchdown to make it 6-0 as a two-point conversion failed with 9:13 to go in the first quarter. After getting a stop, Yamaha Central got another score, this time on a read option to Carter Rottinghouse on an end-around. It was a 23-yard run with 3:41 left to go on a 61-yard drive, and again, the PAT no good. On the next drive for Perry LeCompton, it was a turnover on downs. They had it all the way at the Yamaha Central 31-yard line, but they turned it over on downs and gave it back to Yamaha Central. And that was kind of where things started to snowball. Carter Hike had a 69-yard rushing touchdown just a few plays later to make it 18-0 for his first touchdown scamper of the day. And after yet another stop, it was yet another Carter Hike touchdown, this one from 26 yards out with 2:35 to go in the second quarter and connecting on the two-point conversion to make it 26-0. And at the very end of the half, Perry LeCompton is able to pick off Carter Hike with Eli Dean getting the interception and not able to do anything with that, though. We got some sprinkles, and they have turned into light showers, I would say, converting it or switching it up a little bit in terms of categorizing it. As probably covered up my keyboard might be a good option here. But kind of going over our game stats here. Starting off with Yamaha Central, 11 carries for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns for quarterback Carter Hike. And also on top of that, he is 4 for 5 over the air with a touchdown, 45 passing yards, and as mentioned, the interception. On the receiving thing, or actually let's talk about the other rushers before we get to the receivers. Carter Rottinghouse talked about his touchdown. He has 2 carries for 34 yards with that score. And Jonah Dieters He left the game with an injury, but he has 3 carries for 8 yards, including a 9-yard run on his last attempt. And as for the receiver, Sam Norris, he is the leading receiver with 2 receptions for 22 yards with that touchdown catch. Carter Rottinghouse also had a 15-yard reception, and Aiden Brockstrom had a 5-yard catch as well. Looking at Perry LeCompton's individual stats, Tristan Gordon, the starting quarterback for the cause, was 4 for 13 with 39 yards and an interception. And on the ground, he has 17 carries for 16 yards, and that does include a 25-yard run. But on the last play of the half, he had to recover a fumble that was there was a snap that was bobbled because of some of the precipitation that is starting to accumulate on the footballs and on the turf. So he had to dive on it for an 8-yard loss. So he's 7 for 16 in the first half. 4 carries for Bronson Rush. A 6-yard carry was his longest for 15 yards on his day. 3 carries for 4 yards for starting tailback Colton Canniper, and 2 carries for 5 yards for Eli Dean. As for the receivers, Tyler Reed leading the way with 3 catches for 35 yards, including a 24-yard reception. Eli Dean also has a catch for 4 yards. Looking at team statistics, Nemaha Central had 221 yards of total offense in that half. As mentioned, they had 176 yards on the ground, 11 yards for carry on 16 totes, and 45 yards over the air. As for Perry LeCompton, with their 39 yards, they have 40 yards total on the ground for 79 total yards in that first half, 2.5 yards per carry for the cause. 31 penalty yards on 4 penalties for Nemaha Central, and 2 penalties for Perry LeCompton for 17 penalty yards. So keep an eye on that as well as Nemaha Central trying to get, not just win the scoreboard battle, because it looks like they're going to win this game, but also you look for some of the small things. That's what you want to do in the second half. Get out injury-free and do the little things right. That is what Nemaha Central is going to be battling to do in half number 2. We'll go ahead and step aside for another break here on our halftime show brought to you by HighlandCC.edu. It's 26 for Nemaha Central at 0 for Perry LeCompton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. Workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. It's 26-0. Nemaha Central leads here at Perry LeCompton. Some of the scores from around our area: Atchison beating Casey Harmon 70-0. That's right, 7-0, 70-0 against Casey Harmon at the half. Jackson Heights leads Pleasant Ridge 22-0 at the half. Wabunsee up at halftime 26-22 over Jefferson County North. Take a look at some of the other areas. We're going to be looking at some of the other scores from our area. We have Axel up at Axel up at home against Clifton Clyde, 44-6. Valley Heights leads at Troy, 38-8. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have, said that one already, Houghton leads Hiawatha, 34-0 at the half. ACCHS up, no, it's tied. ACCHS and Oskaloosa are tied 6-6 at the half. The two-time NEKL champs are struggling with the Bears right now. Bears are 1-1. ACCHS, after losing 36-0 at the half against Jefferson County North, is struggling with the Bears. Lynn is up 22-8 against Washington County. They are having a bit of a tough time this year. I think I might have said all the game. Oh, here we go. Linden, a big one between the number two team and eight-man V1 in Linden. They are up against Frankfurt, 16-12 on the road against a very good Frankfurt team that has receiving votes in eight-man D2. Centralia, a big on Onega, 34-0 as well. And latest we have from Sabetha, or rather from Jeff West, is 13-6. Sabetha leading Jefferson West. That's the latest we have there. So we'll see if we can find some more scores around our area. The rain continues to fall very gently, not very big drops, but they continue to start to accumulate a little bit, as I'm the only one back, I'm the only one on the top of the press box now, trying to stay as dry as I can, keep my equipment as dry as I can as well, my papers as well. Very difficult to do. We had the homecoming king and queen announced, and we're going to have second half underway. Carter Hike has been the king of the football field so far, and Omaha Central has been dominant. As mentioned, 132 yards on the ground for Carter Hike, or 134, excuse me, with his two touchdowns, and he has a passing touchdown as well. He has been phenomenal so far. Just a sophomore, his brother, finishing up his schooling in Omaha Central a year ago. Let's go and send it back to a break. We'll come back with more here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It's 26-0. Omaha Central leads at Paraly Compton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How much you want, buddy? At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's yours. Your lifestyle.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back here at Perry with your halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Taking a look at some of our games going on next week with teams in both of these two schools' districts, as well as the Big Seven. Horton will be at Omaha Central, and these Cause of Paraly Compton, they'll be hosting Holton next week. Jefferson West will be welcoming in Class 3A number two team in the state, Topeka Hayden. Royal Valley will be at Riley County. He's off to a pretty solid start. The Falcons are, after a pretty lackluster year a year ago, after a lackluster year in 2022, there we go, got it out. They are bouncing back very well, and they'll get a Royal Valley team that is currently in action against Riverside. Haven't found a score update for that one just yet. Hiawatha will be hosting Clay Center. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Redhawks, who are having a tough time with 0-2 Holton here tonight. Riverside, they'll be at Jackson Heights, off to a fantastic year. Drake Mellies, Cade Holiday, what a duo those two are. Such fun athletes for the Cobras. You can catch them on the Cobra Channel right now against Pleasant Ridge. They're dominating the Rams. And Sabetha, they are struggling right now with Jefferson West. They will be at Minneapolis for their opener in district play. Looking at the Big 7 standings once again, Nemaha Central 2-0, both overall and in league play. So is Sabetha. Those are the lone two that are tied at the top. Coincidentally, those are the top two teams in the entire state. Nemaha Central number one, Sabetha number two, for consensus. And Ketchikansis likes Sabetha just a little bit more than Nemaha Central. Riverside, Jefferson West, Hiawatha, and Pair of the Compton are bundled up, tied for third at 1-1, both overall and in league play. Royal Valley and Holton, they are as of right now 0-2, which Holton looks like they're going to be able to get a win here this week. And as for Royal Valley, this week, Royal Valley is they are at Riverside, which is a pretty intriguing team. They are 1-1 on the year. Chance to go 2-1 for Bryce Payton's crew. And the middle of the Big 7, it's real bundled up, and we're going to get some clarity on it, but, man, it is neck and neck as to who is going to be in the middle, maybe the third best team in the Big 7. I think Nemaha Central, Sabetha are pretty clearly the 1-2. But after that, Riverside, Jeff West, Iowa. Don't even count Holton out of it just yet with a slow start, but they're starting to possibly figure out some things and find an identity after a state title appearance last year. Starting to find their rhythm possibly this week with a win over Hiawatha. If they can hold on to their sizable 21-0 lead at the half. If they can do that, who knows what can happen. They can possibly finish up with a decent league record and end up in the top half of the standings. And Riverside, as mentioned, if they win, they're 2-1. And with one game left in league play, that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds for them. And Pair of the Compton, can they rebound after a rough week three here so far? And then Nemaha Central, Sabetha, that is the last game. Those two taking on each other in the last game of the regular season. That will be at Sabetha. That is going to be the marquee game of the entire league, which it was again last year. And then we'll see if that one will live up to the bill this year once again after a very fun game a year ago between those two and Seneca. Let's step aside for two more minutes, then we'll have kickoff. You're listening to your game of the week. Our score is Nemaha Central 26, Pair of the Compton 0, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm good. Thanks, Bill.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at KellermanInsurance.com.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this.
My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Back here in Perry, Jared Sluppy with you. Nemaha Central leading handily against Perry the Compton, 26-0. It has been all Nemaha Central running through the numbers once again. Carter Hike, 11 carries for 134 yards with his two rushing touchdowns. Got the scoring started with a passing touchdown and then proceeded to get a 69-yard touchdown and then another one for 26 yards right towards the near the end of the second quarter. Carter Runninghouse had a nice end-around run for a score. He has two carries for 34 yards and has a reception for 15 yards as well. Sam Nordis had the reception for a touchdown, and Carter Hike, with his three touchdowns, continues to lead the Thunder in a dominant first half. As for Tristan Gordon for Perry the Compton, he's trying to find his groove a little bit, facing some adversity. In the first two games that he played, he had 14 pass attempts in each of the two games. Here he has 13 in the first half, so he's passing a little bit more than he normally does. He's 4 for 13 with 39 yards, and his first pass attempt was an interception. The lone turnover of the half for the cause, if there is any consolation there, only one turnover. And only two penalties for 17 yards, as where Nemaha Central, they had a turnover, and they also have four penalties for 31 yards. So making a few more of those mental mistakes, but still, it is an all Nemaha Central in terms of the pure play is concerned. Let's step aside for two more minutes, and we will have kickoff. We had homecoming, so we got a bit of a longer break. It's starting to run near 25 minutes, but we'll go and step aside for let's step aside for actually 90 seconds, and we'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
About to get the second half underway between Nemaha Central and Perry the Compton. 26-0 lead for the Thunder, and the cause will return to start out the second half. And we'll see if the cause can battle back here after a rough go offensively in the first half after just 2.5 yards per carry and only 79 yards of total offense and an interception as well. It was really a difficult a go for both the run and the pass game because of that stout defensive line. I mean, Nemaha Central has just won the game in the trenches, which we mentioned before the game would be a big key for Perry the Compton if they want a shot in this ball game. They're going to have to win some battles in the trenches, not necessarily outmanning them every single time, but they'd have to win some battles in the trenches, which they just have not been able to do here tonight. So it will be Nemaha Central kicking it away to start this second half after they got the ball to start the game, which resulted in a 3-and-out, but they got the ball right back after getting an interception, which they converted into a 19-yard passing touchdown from Hike to Sam Nordis. There's the kick, and we are back underway. Quarter number three here between Perry the Compton and Emaw Central as the kick rolls, and it goes out of bounds. At the six-yard line, so they'll get the ball to the 35-yard line. Keys to the second half for Emaw Central is do the little things right, get out of here injury-free, and make as little mental mistakes as possible. You want to chalk up this one as a beautiful victory and not let things spiral out of control, let Perry the Compton back in the game. If you're Perry the Compton, you're trying to fight for some moral victories here, try to get the offense going, but it's been really a rough afternoon for the Cause offense. If they can possibly find some ways to get that pass game going on those quick little passes, I mean, like I said, the play calling was very good in that first half for the Cause. They just were unable to execute because of not great passes, and so there were some drops, and there were some of those times where the offensive line wasn't able to hold. Here's a run on first and 10, and Gordon is going nowhere fast on the first play from scrimmage. It's going to be no gain, and not an ideal start for the Cause on first and 10 from the 35. Good tackle up front. Trying my best to get these names to you with these wet papers that I'm working off of now. I am on top of the press box. Wasn't fortunate enough to be in the press box this evening. The last tackle was made by Carter Sudbeck. Here's a deep throw on second down. That's going to be up for grabs and incomplete. That was intended for Plake. And that one broken up. Well, not broken up, but Aiden Brockstrom was in coverage for the Thunder. Now make it third and 10 quickly. They'll work from the middle of the field as the official wipes down the ball. That will be something we see a lot of. You try to get all four quarters in. I don't think we're going to have any issues with any delays of any sort because these are just some light showers, not really any sort of storms. Hugging his throw, rolling to his right. Gordon throwing, firing midair, and incomplete, broken up. Flag is down. It came out before the ball was in the hands, hits the hands of Dean. So we will see what this penalty is. Maybe it's at the line of scrimmage. We wait for the signal from the head official. And looks like it will be against Perry the Compton as looks over to head coach Michael Glassick to see if he wants to accept or decline it. They are going to decline the penalty, so it will be 4th and 10 from their own 35-yard line. That's the second time it's been an eligible man downfield. So 11:10 left to go in this third quarter. 26-0 pair of the, or beg your pardon, 26-0 Nemaha Central over pair of the Compton. See if Gordon decides to punt it here, or if the call is to punt. Yeah, it looks like he's going to now drop back to punt it. And here is the boot. And it'll go out of bounds at around the 36-yard line. A decent field position for Nemaha Central's first possession of the second half. 37 yards. Jonah Dieters, Josh Gonzalez, both were injured in that first half for Nemaha Central. I don't see either of those two on the field to start this third quarter, unfortunately. Peters, the leading running back. Back there instead is Reed McKee, the senior. And option to the right, Hike is going to go ahead and keep it going. The far side hash and a solid pickup from the sophomore quarterback. It'll be a pickup of 5. It'll be 2nd and short. Well, 2nd and manageable is more of the category, but either way, a solid pickup for the quarterback. Two receivers to the right and to the left. empty backfield for the Thunder on this 2nd and 5. It'll be a keeper. Hike runs it up the middle. Got the first down at midfield and gets to the 45. Driving his leg, still going all the way down to the 41-yard line. 17-yard gain for Hike on 2nd down. And a quick play for Carter Hike on 1st and 10. Apologies, my computer is bugging out. I think the water is affecting it a little bit. Gain of just 1 for Carter. Try to be a little bit better at multitasking here. I got my jacket on top of the keyboard, trying to keep it as dry as I can. Sometimes that isn't going to be enough. Here we go. Empty backfield on 2nd and 9. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Running house on a fake end around. Keeps it, slips, and falls down. And that'll be a loss of 1. So he loses a yard that he just got. That was his 15th carry of the game. He has 156 rushing yards. 2 rushing touchdowns in the first half. He also had a passing touchdown as well. So 3rd and long for the Thunder at the short 40-yard line. Reed McKee is in a tailback, in for the injured Jonah Dieters. Starting center Josh Gonzalez exited the game. In his place is Abram Keim. I think they're shifting the offensive line around a little bit. He was listed as the backup center. Run to the left side on the end around for Carter Rottinghouse, which has worked so well today. This time, he doesn't get that much. Only got, looks like, a couple, maybe 1. And my computer is really spazzing out on me. I'm going to have to call it with my laptop just for its safety. So thus ends keeping stats for tonight, so I apologize for that. But we will have updated stats for you as we can on our write-up story after the game. We'll get those from Coach Glatzik and get those updated on our website. Here's the roll to the right. Hike throws, fires far side, caught at the 45-yard line and fumbling it before it goes out of bounds near the 1st down line. That was Cooper Kramer with the reception. And did he get the 1st down on 4th and 9? It looks like he is just short. That'll be the first stop for a pair of the Compton here this evening. That was very close, and the spots is favorable for the cause. The rain continues to persist here in Perry, just light rain. Throw might be a backwards pass, but it's caught by Rush. He's at the 30. He gets hit and tripped up at the 32-yard line for a small gain for the cause. Bronson Rush having a pretty solid evening. Had a couple of medium gains for the cause in the first half. The Reed is to the near side. Blake is to the far side. The only 2 receivers that are split out. Rush is in the backfield. Gordon will hand it off to him. The right side to the 35 and lowers his head to the 40. And 1 yard short of the line to gain. Another solid run for Bronson Rush. The junior having a very solid afternoon. We'll go ahead and keep him in the ball game. Haven't seen Colton Canniper in a little bit. He's over on the sideline. Here's a keeper. Gordon to the right and can't get away from Carter Hike. He is hit by the safety right near the line of gain. Another close third down conversion. Play at the sticks from the near side hash. We'll see if they give it to him. They will give him the first down. Right at the 41-yard line, the long 41. So they'll move the chains. 6:54 left to go in quarter number three. It's still 26-0. Same score as it was at the half. Three receivers to the far side. Rush is working from Gordon's left. Takes a snap, and he'll just dump it off to him. Backwards pass once again, and he is taken down to the backfield for a 2-yard loss on 1st and 10. Hit hard. And I think Holden Bass got him that time. The senior nose guard for the Thunder. All-State a year ago. All-Big 7 on offense and defense. And was a defensive player of the year statewide. He's a finalist, for Defensive Player of the Year, not just this past year, but his junior year as well. Or I guess his sophomore year, so sophomore and junior year. Up the middle, Gordon driving his legs, getting a push. And a gain of about 4 on 2nd and 12, makes it 3rd down and 9. It's a gain of 3, not 4. And Omaha Central's stifling front has continued to have an impact every single play, making it very difficult for the cause when it's wet like this to get anything going, as they've been trying those little short passes, but haven't quite been able to get those working here. So 3rd down and 9 from their own 42. 5:04 and counting left to go in quarter number 3. Gordon takes a snap, throws, it's high, and it completes. Brockstrom in pursuit. As Ronnie Baker, the sophomore, was the intended target. It'll be 4th down and 9. Perry LeCompton is 1 for 2 on 4th down conversions this evening. Failed to go for one on their first drive of the game. I beg your pardon, I guess it would be their second drive of the game. And they are going to go ahead and punt this away. And a whistle, we got some movement on the line for the cause, so that back them up 5 yards to make it 4th and 14. Back them up to the 37, and they'll do it again. So Omaha Central will wait for the punt as Hike is back to return it. As he will backpedal his way to the 38-yard line, the first bounce at the 42. It rolls to the 38, but far away from Carter Hike on the near side, and stops at the 34-yard line. And that's where the Thunder will start their second possession of the second half. With 4:46 left to go in the third quarter, it's 26-0 Omaha Central. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
26-0 Omaha Central leading heavily here at Perry the Compton. First play, an 11-yard run for Carter Hike, who has had his way with his Perry the Compton defense. Two rushing touchdowns, over 150 yards on the ground after an 11-yard carry on the first play. Moving the chains, getting to the 45-yard line. two rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown as well. So waiting for our first score of this third quarter, Nemaha Central trying to get that right here. Your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And the snap is low and through the legs of Hike. He picks it up at the 30-yard line, throws a backwards pass. It's a fumble. And who's got it? Taylor the Compton has it. So the Caws have the ball deep in Nemaha Central territory. And the Caws are inside the 25 for the second time today. And it said that Fairleigh Compton was 1-for-2 on fourth downs. They're actually 1-for-3. Keep that in mind as the Caws take over at the Nemaha Central 23-yard line. Reed lines up to the far side from the far side hash. Blake to the near side. Rush in the backfield. Gordon takes a snap, throws through the hands, and incomplete of Blake. And it's difficult to make those catches on those throws that are real firm when you get that rain on the ball and on the turf, and it just makes everything slippery and gross. And that's what that was the game plan for Perry the Compton, because they knew that they wouldn't be able to get that much in terms of the ground game because of that Nemaha Central defensive front, which has lived up to its hype. Perry the Compton only has two carries that have gone for more than 5 yards. One was a 6-yard scamper from Rush, another was a 25-yarder from Gordon. Both of those were in the first half. The second and 10 after the incompletion, it's an end around to Canifer, who's back in the ball game, and he will be taken out for little to no gain. It'll be third and long. Looks like he might have gotten one. Nope, they're not going to give him anything, so it will be third and 10. Reminder that after a game is over, be sure to stay tuned for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Get you caught up with all the games around the area. Recaps, scores, highlights, and more. Gordon rolling to his right, under pressure, throws, and broken up. Nice job jumping that route. It's Brockstrom once again. He has been all over the place. And that makes it fourth and 10. In Brockstrom and the senior. That cornerback has been on the near side of the field. It'll be fourth and 10. Another opportunity for the Thunder defense to shut down the Caws offense on a fourth down here. Canifer's in the backfield. To Gordon's left from the far side hash. Fourth and 10 from the 23-yard line. Looking to throw a lob pass towards the end zone. That's going to be caught by Dean. Inside the 5, down to the 2. It'll be first and goal for the first time for Perry the Compton tonight. Just floated that one up in the air. Rottinghouse couldn't pick up on the play, couldn't find it. And like I said, it'll be first and goal from the 2 with 3:08 to go in this third quarter. And a flag on first and goal, and this might back up the Caws here, and it will. False start, 5 yards, so make it first and goal from the 7-yard line. Just the third penalty of the game for the Caws.
Penalty on the play, false start on the Caws. First and goal.
All right, so from the far side hash, Gordon getting his play call from Coach Paramore on the sideline. Blake is on the far side, and the slot is Reed. 2 men in the backfield this time. I haven't seen a whole lot of that from either team. This will be a handoff left side to Dean, and driving his legs gets back to the original spot. And we take it down there for a 5-yard gain. It's going to be third and goal from the 2.
bunker, 20 UID, first 4 yards here.
So basically getting back to where they started, and actually I beg your pardon, sorry, is that was first down since the first play didn't happen. So it's second and goal from the, and they're going to say the 3 yard line. So it's second and goal from the 3, not third. 2 minutes and counting left to go in this third quarter. Still don't have any points here in the third quarter. It's 26-0. Here's your score update. It's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Same formation. Actually, correction. Blake is going to line up wide to the near side. And it'll be a keeper. Right side, Gordon's got nothing. It's going to be another big loss. All the way back to the 5 yard line. A loss of 3. And they'll actually mark him down at the 6 yard line. So a minute and a half to go, and it'll be third and goal from the 6. The far side just swarming the ball. And here's the play call. 15 left on the play clock, which I just happened to catch out of the corner of my eye on the right side. And they're going to go and call a timeout. Pair of the Compton uses up their first timeout of the second half. Pair of the, or excuse me, the Nemaha Central's bench loves that. We'll go and step aside for 30. And it's 26-0 Nemaha Central over Pair of the Compton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
26-0, still our score between Nemaha Central and Pair of the Compton. Jarrett Slubby back with you here in Perry. A wet evening here in northeast Kansas as that just very light rain continues to persist. Has started falling right around 8 o'clock and has not let up or really gotten worse since then. Knocking on, well, not wood, but the table in front of me. Which it wasn't really expected to. No storms in the area, just this rain that we're getting right now is continuing to trickle down. So 56 seconds left in quarter number 3, third and goal from the 6 yard line for Pair of the Compton. The Cause looking for their first score of the game. Here we go from the far side hash. Gordon takes a snap, is wide, loses it, and he has to dive on it all the way past the 15 at the 17-yard line. It's going to be fourth and long. And we have an injured Pair of the Compton player on the far side. That is the center, Hayden Byers, a senior. I think it's his, it looks like it's his right arm or his hand, possibly. No, maybe not, because he just high-fived someone with that hand. It's kind of, looks like he's kind of holding his arm kind of gingerly to the side. Maybe it's a lower body injury. Hard to tell. Don't want to assume anything. So he will come off to the side. We'll keep an eye out on him. So it'll be fourth and goal. All the way back at the 18-yard line. Jacob O'Trimble is in the ball game for him. He'll be snapping it. He'll be shotgun. He'll float this one up for the end zone. Jump ball for Reed, and that ball is incomplete. Over his head, and turnover on downs, and guess who? Aiden Brockstrom in coverage once again. He has been phenomenal. So the Thunder offense comes back onto the field with 10 seconds left in the third, up 26-0. Still don't have any points here in this third quarter. And I do apologize. I had to put the laptop away, avoid any damage to it. Keeping some stats on there, but had to put it away as we're up on top of the press box and have room for us this evening, unfortunately. But the show must go on. Here we go on first and 10 under center. And just slipping and falling down is Hike. And that will be the end of the quarter. So the fourth quarter we go, 26-0, Perry the Compton leading at Perry, or beg your pardon, Nemoth Central leading at Perry the Compton. We'll flip the field and keep it going here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Roll up big on Perry of the Compton. It's 26-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. Jared Sluppy back with you. All of Perry of the Compton, or beg your pardon, Nemoth Central's points have come from the first half. A passing touchdown from Carter Hike to Sam Nordis on their second drive of the game on a 19-yard hookup. Carter Ardinghouse had a rushing touchdown. And as for Carter Hike, he also has two rushing touchdowns, one of 26 yards and one of 69 yards. So run on second and 11. He just does get there, and it'll be third down and 10 for a gain of one. Reminder that tomorrow, got coverage of K-State football as they're in Columbia, Missouri for the first time since 2010, taking on the Missouri Tigers. Big game for both teams, arguably the biggest game of Eli Drinkwitz's young career as the Missouri head coach. He is a very stout 19-19 as the Tigers head honcho. But hey, at least he recruits well. Third and nine, run to the left, Hike on a Zion quarterback run, and he'll get about three and make it fourth down. We'll give them credit. They do have the number one player in the class of 2024. Kid from Lee Summit North. Can't pronounce his last name. Starts with an N. It's like N, like Nuari or something like that. Defensive lineman. Fending off offers from Oklahoma and Nebraska and a flurry of SEC schools. I mean, but other than that, I mean, it's been a rough go for Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri. It's the Missouri football program as a whole, ever since they left the Big 12, they have not been able to really do anything. First couple of years, they had a few good years in the SEC, but Florida was down, Tennessee was down, Georgia wasn't very good. They got to the SEC championship, and they got slaughtered by Alabama, or excuse me, by Auburn in the Big 12, or the SEC championship game, in a timeout it's called. So we'll go and take it with them, as before I start angering any Missouri fans out there even more. Our score is 26-0, Umaha Central with the lead. Up big, 10:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. 26 for Nemoth Central, 0 for Perry the Compton. Thunder with the ball, 4th and 6 from their own 22. Jared Sluffy back with you. Kirk Hillman on the board back in our Hiawatha studios. Appreciate all the hard work he does, as always. Like they might be punting here. We have with Brockstrom going to be booting it away. This will be their third punt of the ball game. Gonzalez was doing the punting, but as mentioned earlier, he left the game with an injury. Him and Dieters both not returned to the ball game, as the first bounce will be at midfield. It'll check up there. It'll roll a couple yards to the short, I think that's a long, 48, beg your pardon, for Pair of the Compton is where they'll start their next drive with 10:07 to go in the fourth quarter. So Pair of the Compton likely to fall to 1-2 on the season. Amos Central improving to 3-0. They hold on to this 26-point lead. As we move into district play in week four. We got a timeout. And we'll step aside as well. Let's take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Run to the left side on 1st and 10 for Pair of the Compton on their first play of the drive for a gain of just 1, making it 2nd and 9, 26-0 in favor of Nemaw Central over Pair of the Compton. Jared Sluppy with you. Your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. They're looking for a new vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Check out HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So after a gain of 1, the Caws are approaching midfield, looking to break the shutout here in the fourth quarter. Gordon drops back to pass, throw, far side, rather near side, beg your pardon, caught by Reed. They've had a good connection tonight. It's a first down at the 38-yard line. I was going to say that Pair of the Compton hoping to get their first score of the game, just like Missouri did in the fourth quarter against K-State a year ago. It's their first touchdown, not their first score. It was 40-6, and then they called a timeout with 1 second left just to get a little 1 yard rushing touchdown to end the game to a parade of boos and a 28-point loss. But hey, sure, you got the touchdown on the last play of the game. 1st and 10, handoff up the middle, and right there, holding back. Throwing down Eli Dean for no gain. Might have lost a yard. Actually, correction, that was Abe Hilbert who made that play. The pass was right there. 8:37 and counting left to go in the fourth quarter. We're looking for our first points of the second half. Gordon, quick throw, far side, caught by Reed, middle of the field, cuts it up to the near side, and thrown down. Flag comes in. We'll see who it's against. It's a gain of about 7. Flag came in from the near side. And they're going to call a targeting penalty on Pair of the Compton. That's very rare that you get a targeting call on the offense.
Penalty on the play. Personal foul. Illegal hit.
Well, I guess it wasn't targeting. It was an illegal hit, according to our PA announcer. It was the hand signal was not fist to the head, it was fist to his other fist. His fist clashing in front of his torso is the hand motion for the head official. Targeting is his fist to the head. So my mistake there for not knowing that distinction. So it's second and a long ways. They're back at their own 47-yard line. They need to get to the Nemaha Central 28-yard line for the first down. First and 25, to be precise. And just as the cause start to move it a little bit, they end up with a significant penalty here. Well, significant in terms of the amount of yards. And now we're moving the ball again. What's going on here? They have the wrong yardage, or I don't understand what's going on here. They've now moved it to, well, the officials are not spotting the ball. Now they're spotting the ball. They're spotting it at the short 48-yard line.
20.
So they were 5 yards off on that spot, so they moved it to the correct spot, and now we're good to go. Glad we got that cleared up, so it's actually second and 20, not second and 25. Throwing over the middle. He is having a phenomenal day. He had that touchdown. He's had a couple of nice long runs and now has an interception on defense. He's also had some other defensive plays in the secondary. Him and Aiden Brockstrom and the two cornerbacks have been flying all over the field and not allowing anything going for the pair of the Compton passing offense. So it's first and 10 for Nemaha Central from their own 39-yard line. Mike will go under center instead of in the shotgun, probably because of the crummy weather. He keeps it. He
plays.
He was right up against that giant pile between the offense and the defensive line, and he just yoinked the ball out of Reed McKee's hands, took it for himself, all the way down for a first down, and a gain of 16. The hike back under center. This is the first time they've done this today, which I think is a smart play, again, considering the weather. And miscommunication on the play. He keeps it. Is able to get a few there. Gets, looks like a gain of 4.
Okay.
The person he was supposed to hand it off, or, well, maybe fake hand it off to, he wasn't there. So he held on to it and ran to his right, made something out of nothing. Again, his ability to bounce it outside and be creative and not necessarily just go between the tackles is something very different than something his brother did. Obviously, his brother did that very well. One of the best running backs in the entire state among all classifications. No question about that. Had 42 rushing touchdowns in 2022. Helped this team all central to a state title. Here's a pitch to the left side. Rottingham gets back into the line of scrimmage and hit Hawk. Brockstrom, and we have an injured call. And Gordon is furiously waving on somebody to come out and check up on his teammate who's out on the field injured. And the injured call is Derek Rosenberger, I believe. And I'll go and step aside for a break. Our score still sits 26-0, 6:38 left to go in the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmers State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA
has a wrong smelser for Perry the Compton. I was looking at 50 for Nemaw Central there. It's a smelser, for Perry the Compton, who was injured on that play. He was lying flat on his back. It might be, well, no, I'm not even going to speculate. It did not look good. He was laying flat on his back. I will tell you what was happening. He was laying flat on his back. He was not moving, but he's walking off kind of gingerly, just looking straight down. So, I'm not going to assume anything, but it does not look good. He's walking off on his own power. So, we will resume play, but, man, that's deal for that. And, again, that's 26-0 in the fourth quarter. Down by 26. You hate to... Injuries are bad enough, but it's even worse when both the teams aren't really playing for anything in terms of in the moment. Of course, you're playing to win the game, but when it's 26-0 in the fourth quarter, you really hate to see that. He slowly, gingerly sits down on the bench. As play resumes, there's a handoff up the middle for Reed McKee. Meltzer takes his helmet off over here on the sideline. Clock continues to wind as Nemaw Central's dominant first half is the story of our ball game. Be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up after we finish here. Get you caught up on all the area games, final scores, recaps, stats, and we hand out our game ball as well. Third and short, third and two to be precise, 5.5 to go. Keeper, Ike bounces outside, cuts back to the middle. So a gain of 21 on a third and short. He is just so quick with his feet. His ability, even though he's under center, as soon as he gets that, he just bounces out so quickly to the outside, and there's nobody there, just able to shoot off that back foot and take off from those 0 to 60 in no time. Really is incredible to see Carter Ike his incredible career ahead of him here in Nemaw Central. 5 minutes now left to go in this one in the fourth quarter. And they're all bunched up on the line of scrimmage. Ike is going from the shotgun, and he's going to be taken down by Colton Canifer for a sack. If you want to call it that, because he was probably going to run, but either way, it's a loss of three. Well done by Canifer to get through. So second and long coming up. Meanwhile, Central continues to chew clock. This possession's gone on for about 6 minutes or so. Here. Glastic on the sideline repeatedly saying, go! There's 8 seconds left on the play clock. Now 5. And takes it with 3. Option right side. Ike will flip it out to McKee. And flags come in from all angles. This will be a block in the back against Nemaw Central as he's wrestled down the 10-yard line.
Number 10, read the cue ball, Kurt.
So we've had some injuries here. Smelser for Perry the Compton over on the sideline. Also Dieters and Gonzalez for Nemaw Central have all left the game and not returned. And there are 3 articles of dirty laundry on our field here. I really hate to see laundry get wet like this, but that is what is going on. They're going to have to probably air dry it out. Not quite sure if flags require a fabric softener or not. This joke is not going anywhere fast, so I'm going to go and stop while I'm behind. backed him up all the way to the 30-yard line. Play clock starts to wind down once again as we are now at 4 minutes, or game clock, excuse me, as we're now at 4 minutes to go. Rottinghouse is put out wide to the far side. Brockstrom to the near. 2 men in the backfield. Hike takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. That's the 30, and he'll get back to the 28-yard line after a significant penalty yardage on second down. So it's now 3rd and 18. They need to get all the way out to the 10-yard line. This has been some pretty solid game management for Nemaha Central. Not really willing to do too much here in the second half. It's wet. It's starting to get a little bit chilly. So just come in here and get out as injury-free, or not, beg your pardon, as mistake-free as you can. Also injury-free as well, but mistake-free as you can, which they've done a pretty good job of. Except for a couple of flags, and now a timeout called by Coach Glatzik with 3:02 left to go. A step aside for 60 seconds, 26-0 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75. Did you know that prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed major cancer among men? The incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, but is almost 100% survivable if caught early. In its early stages, not everyone experiences symptoms of prostate cancer. However, you should see your doctor if experiencing any of the symptoms, including problems with passing urine, loss of bladder control, blood in the urine, or pain in the hips, lower back, and chest. If you experience any of these symptoms, please speak with your physician at your hometown Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Just 3:02 left in this one. Nemaha Central's been milking the clock and doing a good job at half the ball at the Perry the Compton 28-yard line with a 3rd and 18 upcoming. So they'll have to get a short yardage here and set themselves up for a 4th and long, most likely, unless they break for a decent yardage here. Here is a fumble, but bounced right back to Hike, but he's tripped up. Or no gain. It'll be 4th and 18. Carter Hike, for those just joining us, over 150 rushing yards on the day, 2 rushing touchdowns, had a passing touchdown as well. Sam Nordis on the receiving end of that one. Carter Rottinghouse also a touchdown reception. Or actually, it was a run. It was on the end around, so it was down as a touchdown run. Here we go, 4th and 18 from the 27, 2.5 now left to go. Hike takes a snap, it's going to be a handoff to Reed McKee to the left, and he'll be taken down for a gain of just 1. It'll be a turnover on downs as the clock stops with 2:17 left to go. No score here in the second half. And the Cavs will get it back with likely one more chance to score here in this ballgame. 27 yards. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show comes up next. And another reminder, K-State football tomorrow, 9 a.m. pregame from the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, Matt Walters on the coverage of that one from Columbia, Missouri. It's a snap, handoff, left side. Not a whole lot doing there for Colton Canniper, gain of 2. The 2nd and 8. As Bass and Abe Hilbert are now out of this ball game, they're bringing in some substitutes. Can I read the program is the question to find out who these players are. It's just a shriveled piece of paper mesh at this point. Reese Garrity in the ball game, the junior. on the defensive line. Here's a run up the middle for Gordon. And a nice solid gain of about 5. Third manageable for the Cogs coming up. Most of the starters are still in for Nemaha Central. Carter Sudbeck on the defensive line. What a day he's had up front. Third and 4 with 1:02 left to go in the ballgame. Dropping back to pass. Throwing near side. Caught by Reed. Gets to the 40. And his shoe flies off. But he gets the first down. And the clock will stop to move to 6 with 54 seconds left. Get a couple more plays off, and the rain feels like it's starting to pick up, maybe just a little bit. It's been pretty steady, but nothing too crazy, just a little bit of light rain, but it's been falling for the past about hour and a half now. Go to the near stop, complete, so the clock will stop with 40 seconds left. Second and 10 coming up. So the Nemaha Central Thunder will continue their win streak. Will be now 16 games heading into district play next week. We'll have a short pregame and we'll make way for the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show to take care of the whip around the area. Is a gain on the ground of a couple. 30 seconds left and counting. And that could be the last play of the game if they want it to be.
Yeah.
And Kennifer with the carry that time around. And are they going to run one more play? 10 seconds left. They will. Why not? Throw near side, caught Dean, spinning around a defender. 3 seconds left, and that will do it. Nemaha Central wins 26-0 here at Perry LeCompton. Let's step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with a quick recap and send you on your merry way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital Hospital in Holton.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central wins with ease here at Perry LeCompton. Final score 26-0. Jared Spuffy back with you here in our post-game show. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Recapping this one, it all started with a Cooper Kramer interception at the 19-yard line with 9:20 to go in the first quarter. That set up a 19-yard hookup from Carter Hike to Sam Nordis for the first score of the game, as that was with 9:13 left to go in the first quarter. Carter Ruddinghouse had the second score of the game. It was on a 23-yard end-around on a 61-yard drive with 3:41 left to go to make it 12-0. Then a turnover on downs in the next possession for Perry LeCompton, and that set up a 69-yard rushing touchdown for Carter Hike. That would be his first of the day. Make it 18-0, and then he would get another rushing touchdown, this time for 26 yards, and he would convert the two-point conversion himself to make it 26-0. And in the second half, it was all about game management. None of the teams were able to get any points, but Omaha Central did a good job of playing mistake-free football in the second half and not allowing any points for the cause as Thunder defense gets a shutout. Always back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansas Land Radio.
Back here here in Perry as Nemaha Central wins 26-0 over Perry LeCompton. The Thunder are now 3-0 in the season. As for the Cause, they fall to 1-2. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. And apologize for kind of a sloppy read. That paper is all wet, so I'm trying to read off basically a piece of paper mache that's been all sorts of messed up. So we're going to crown our player of the game, and I mean, it's got to go to Carter Hike. I mean, with the way he played tonight, not just offensively, but he had a pretty solid day defensively, not allowing any deep plays for Perry LeCompton in the secondary. He had a couple of really big hits as well. There was one play that he broke up after it was Eli Dean. He had a ball that he went up for, and Hike hit him really good in the midsection and was unable to come up with the catch. So I'm going to give it to Carter Hike, but he had also is well over 150 rushing yards, which is about where he was left off from when I had to stop taking stats because of my laptop. It started getting wet, so I had to put it away, unfortunately. But he had the two rushing touchdowns and the passing touchdown. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Once again, your final score here from Perry, it's 26-0. Nemaha Central now 3-0 on the season, and they will go to districts undefeated once again. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Jared Sluffy, Kurt Killen back in the booth. You've been listening to your Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.